Record. Beautiful. Hello, everyone, and welcome to our opening ceremony for the Divinity Portal. I am so excited that you all are here. Whether you're here live or you're listening back to the recording, it is my honor and pleasure to be opening the space. So it is March 2022, and we're going to get started today with a meditation. So whenever you're ready, you can begin by closing your eyes. And just begin to bring your awareness to your breath. Elongating your inhales. And lengthening your exhales. Beginning to settle in here by turning your gaze within. So as you continue to breathe, I invite you to notice the quality of your breath. Is it fast? Is it slow? Is it shallow? Is it deep? And without judging it, without trying to change anything, see if you can allow your breath to become even more relaxed. I invite you now to tune into your physical body, noticing any places you might be holding tension, like in your forehead, in between the eyebrows, or maybe in your jaw. Perhaps you want to relax your tongue, removing it from the roof of your mouth. Notice if you have any tension in your neck or shoulders, or maybe in your belly or hips. And with each exhale, I invite you to let that tension melt away with your breath. Allowing your body to become heavier and heavier. Knowing that you are safe to relax in this space. Allow yourself to be so deeply held by the ground beneath you. Feeling how stable, sturdy, and safe you are. As you continue to release any tension from your body using the breath. Finally, I invite you to tune into your heart center, our energetic home of our self-compassion, love, forgiveness, and acceptance. And I invite you to notice what feelings or emotions are present in your space right now. Knowing that every emotion, feeling, and sensation is welcome here. You are safe to feel. You are safe to just be. And if there's anything in your space that you're ready to let go of, I invite you to take a deep inhale in through the nose and a big exhale through the mouth. I invite you to do one more, really focusing this time on releasing this emotion on the exhale. So together, let's inhale through the nose. And exhale through the mouth. Beautiful. So tuning back in now to the heart space, I invite you to imagine us in a large circle. Every member of this community, from the past, in the present, and in the future, that we're all here together, connected. Notice what it feels like to be in this incredible community. Notice what it feels like to have your energy be a vital part of this collective. As we're joining hands, I invite you now to set an intention for your time in this community. Perhaps thinking about why you decided to join this space. Thinking about the transformation that you are manifesting. The person that you're stepping into. Or perhaps holding an intention for the group as a whole. And as you think of your intention, I'd like you to imagine that you are sending this intention out through your heart space into the center of the circle. Together, our intentions in the center of this circle combine to create the most beautiful light. This light is warm. This light is powerful. This light is radiant and comforting, loving and encouraging. And I invite you to notice or to imagine that this light is becoming bigger and brighter. expanding and expanding. Growing and growing. As it encompasses every member of our circle and its light. Notice how this light feels in your body. As you feel the intention of every single member of this group, activating every single cell. Merging the energy of these intentions with the energy of your heart. Amplifying this radiating, loving light. As far as the eye can see. Please know that this group energy, this group intention, this group space that we have created together tonight will always be accessible to you. You can come back here at any moment to reconnect with this intention. To connect with the intentions of everyone else in the group, but also to reinvigorate and amplify this energy, helping us to manifest all of our desires. I declare that the Divinity Portal is now officially open. As a group, I send my gratitude to each and every one of you for sharing your energy here. So now I invite you to bring your hands to prayer. And together we're going to take one last group breath in and out of the nose together to seal our intention and to seal this space. So together, let's take a deep inhale and exhale. And so it is. You can sit in this space for as long as you desire, but if you are ready to come back, I invite you to just begin wiggling your fingers, your toes. Just slowly bringing your awareness back into your body, becoming aware of your surroundings, of the floor or the chair beneath you. Maybe stretching your head from side to side, stretching overhead. Taking a nice big good morning stretch. Taking your time whenever you're ready. Slowly fluttering open your eyes and returning to the group. That was so beautiful, everyone. I don't know about you guys, but that was so visual for me. I could really see and feel everyone in the group, and that light we created in the center was so beautiful. So during that meditation, I was actually creating a crystal grid for this membership. And this crystal grid is not only holding all of the energy and all of the intentions that we just set as a group, but it's going to continue cycling this energy. So basically, it's going to be supporting us on each of our individual intentions, but our group intentions as well, until we close this space, which I don't imagine will be for a long, long time. So it's really beautiful. I want to invite you guys that anytime you're meditating, if you have a regular meditation practice, or if you're ever sending Reiki out into the world, if you're attuned to Reiki, or maybe you'll learn in the future, if you ever think about it and have either this crystal grid or this group in mind, I invite you to come back to this intention and to send energy and love and light to this group whenever you think about it. I will be sending healing energy and loving energy to this crystal grid every single day, probably multiple times a day, just to really bring that extra energy and higher guidance to the group. And I invite you to do the same. So I'll go ahead and post a picture of that crystal grid in the group in case you ever want to look at it or visualize it. You can either, or you can even print it out or put it as your desktop background so you have a visual representation of what this crystal grid looks like. And I'll go ahead and talk about the crystals that are in there too in the group. I'll do my own little video on that to teach you guys how to make crystal grids too, if you want to make your own crystal grid for this group. So really quickly, before we wrap up this ceremony this evening, I wanted to talk about some cards that I pulled for the group. I was just asking for some overall guidance on what this group will be like and what kind of my higher guides and your angels and guides and energies from the highest heavens and highest realms, what their intentions are for this group, why it asked to be created through me, why you all are feeling called to it, right? This space has a living, breathing life and soul and energy of its own. So I was just asking for some more insight on what that energy was like, okay? So I went ahead and pulled these cards right before we started our meeting this evening, and it was really fascinating what cards came out. It kind of blew my mind. So the two cards that came out, I'll go ahead and show you for those that are here live, but we have channeling, which is number 3 in this deck, channeling. And we also have transformation, card number 19. So this deck is called The Secret Language of Light. This deck is a very high vibration deck. I usually only use it when I'm sending Reiki or am channeling. It's just a deck that's really special to me. It's kind of not one of my go-to decks for readings with clients and things like that. So it's very powerful. But both of these cards are really interesting because I've been called within this group to do a lot more channeling and give channeled messages, but I've received a lot of guidance that my channeling isn't for everyone. And so while I do channel on my social media and things like that, I really find my channeling to be very, very sacred, very potent, and I feel like it's strongest in group settings, actually. So it's really beautiful that I think there's going to be a lot of channel guidance coming through in this group, not just from me as a channel, but from you guys as well. So just really receiving divine insights. This could be through journaling. It could be when you're meditating. It could be in any of our group calls or any of the recorded content that's going to continue to come your way. I think there's just going to be a really strong connection between your heart and source, whatever that looks like to you individually. I think it's going to be very unique, but also one of my intentions for this group is to help you all grow your soul gifts and talents as I'm growing mine as well. So having that channel, being a channel for light and love, being a channel for spirit, source, God, universe, whatever you call it, it's really beautiful to have that potent connection. And I know that that's here with us. So the second card we have, transformation, is really beautiful for two reasons. Number one, the stone that I picked for the middle of our crystal grid, so our power stone for the group, is a stone of transformation. It's called bismuth. I think that's what it's called, or how you pronounce it. It is a stone of transformation. It's green. It kind of looks like these like pyramid kind of blocks. It's very geometric, unlike other crystals that look a little more organic, or they're round and they're soft. This stone just looks really trippy, and I love it. It's so cool. But that was the stone that wanted to be in the middle of this crystal grid. So it's perfect that transformation is the card that we received. Not only is it really validating and confirming what I feel is kind of the energy or purpose of this group, is it's a portal into your divinity. It's transforming kind of your connection between your 3D self and your 5D self. I see this space as being a bridge from the 3D into the 5D, and how to kind of live those two worlds at the same time, if that makes sense. So the card of transformation is super beautiful. I see it as that bridge. Transformation, not just as rebirth and as endings and beginnings, but also transformation. What about the middle of the transformation, right? It's not an ending. It's not a beginning. It's a middle. And I think that that's so beautiful. It's such a fun place to explore and to play and just to exist in. And even this card, transformation, it has so many rainbow colors around it. It's like a kaleidoscope of magic. Yeah, it's so beautiful. Cassidy just said the journey. Yes, yes, yes. It's all about the journey. And that's totally what life is it's a journey, right? So the transformation is the entire middle part of life between birth and death here in this 3D world, being a human being. And I think that's amazing. So I think that's going to be reflected in this group, but also we have the number 19. So 19 in numerology actually adds up to the number 10, which is 1 and 0. So 1 and 0 not only talks about new beginnings and endings, right? 10 is 1 and 0. So 1 is a number of beginnings, but 0 is the number of the creator. So I really see the number 10 as a number of completion and a number of fulfillment, a number of good luck. But that is because you're co-creating. 10 to me is the number of co-creation, because that energy of 1, new beginnings, manifestation, having great ideas, is coupled with 0, which is all about the void, the creator. It's the cosmic womb. It's the space before the manifestation lands, right? So it's this really beautiful, beautiful number that kind of talks about that bridge. So not only does the card say transformation, but the number 10, or even 19, 1 and 9, 1 is at the beginning, 9 is at the end, right? So you can look at it however you want to, but I thought that that was just a beautiful reflection in every single way of the energy of this group. The last thing I want to say is just that when I was giving my gratitude and thanks for every single person that's in this space, it's really beautiful because I can feel the energy of everyone that will ever be in this group. I can feel you all. I can feel every single one of you. And when I close my eyes, I am seeing this map of stars, and each one of you is a star, and it's so beautiful. And I don't know how many of you are here with me right now, how many of you are listening to this, how many of you will join this portal in a week or a month or in a year from now. I have no idea, but we're all here together, and this group would not be possible and wouldn't have the energy it has without every single person that's here. So as a member of this group, you're truly not just a number. You're not here as someone that's just getting content from me as the facilitator. You are the magic. You are a very key, very vital, vital piece of this community. And as such, I really want to encourage everyone to communicate. So within the portal, you can comment on the videos and reach out. We can comment on each other's videos, but I also have a feeling I'm going to be opening some type of group communication. So whether it's a group chat or some type of group feed, I think that's going to be coming really soon, just for us to be able to touch base and reach out for anyone that's interested. So not everyone has to be in the group chat if you don't want to, but I think it could be a really beautiful way for us to support one another. So, just lastly, I want to say thank you for being here. If you are here, you are absolutely meant to be here. I cannot wait to learn from you and receive from your energy just as much as I hope that you learn from me and receive from me. I'm going to do everything I can to open my heart as generously as possible to be that clear channel for spirit and for you all as well, but also for my higher self. This is what I love to do. This is me living my purpose. So thank you for being here and helping me do that. Okay. So thank you so much, everyone, for opening the space with me. This is beautiful. You can go ahead and find all of the beautiful, awesome, wonderful content for April. It will be up on the first of the month. So on April 1st, you'll have a whole new tarot guidance. You'll have new journaling questions, all sorts of new things, and you can find them in the online portal. Okay. So I'm so looking forward to you guys checking that out, talking to you soon. And thanks for being here. Sending you all lots and lots of love.